Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Saint Mariana Cope. She is in the gap today. Be our light. And Mother Mariana Cope, she said, "We bring no gift to your majesty except our service on behalf of your suffering people, whose infirmity we bear in our hearts. Let us make the very best use of precious moments and do all in our power for his dear sake and for his greater honor and glory. What little good we can do in this world to help and comfort the suffering, we wish to do it quietly and so far as possible, unnoticed and unknown. I do not think of reward. I am working for God and do so cheerfully." That's coming from Mother Mariana Cope. She said, "The charity of the good knows no creed and is confined to no one place." And I like this quote. "I am not thinking of reward," she says. "I am working for God and do so cheerfully." Mother Mariana, intercede for us as we try to become sensitive to the needs of others in these times of upheaval. Help us to empower those who are most vulnerable and have had their voices muffled in the face of power. Give us the insights we need to perceive all as our brothers and sisters and include them in our circle of love. So, Saint Mariana Cope, she was born on January 23rd, 1838, in West Germany. A year after she was born, the family immigrated to New York, where the surname became Cope. So her name was Barbara, and they became a U.S. citizen when her father was naturalized. And leading Catholic at the time said Mother Mariana risked her own life, faced everything with unflinching courage, and smiled sweetly throughout it all. She was a heroine in her life. She is a martyr in death. Though leprosy scared off most people in 19th century Hawaii, that disease sparked great generosity in the woman who came to be known as Mother Mariana of Malachi. Her courage helped tremendously to improve the lives of its victims in Hawaii, a territory annexed to the United States during her lifetime in 1898. Wow. And she was an answered prayer of Father Damien, the leper priest, who had prayed for nuns to come there. And so Mother Mariana was an answer to his prayer because they came and helped. Yeah, that's, Christ was her light, as he is our light. Mother Mariana's generosity and courage were celebrated at her May 14, 2005, beatification in Rome. She was a woman who spoke the language of truth and love to the world, Cardinal Martens, who presided at the beatification mass in St. Peter's Basilica, called her life a wonderful work of divine grace. Speaking of her special love for persons suffering from leprosy, he said, "She saw in them the suffering face of Jesus, and like the Good Samaritan, she became their mother." Her father died in 1862, and this, along with her siblings' maturity, permitted her to leave the factory to pursue a religious life, and she became a novitiate of the Sisters of the Third Order Regular of St. Francis that was based in Syracuse, New York, and she took the name Mariana when she completed her formation. And so Mariana held the post of superior in several places and was twice the novice mistress of her congregation. A natural leader, three different times she was superior of St. Joseph's Hospital in Syracuse, where she learned much that would be useful during her years in Hawaii. And she also helped direct the opening of the first two Catholic hospitals in central New York. And she arranged for students from the Geneva Medical College in New York to work at the hospital, but also stipulated that patients should be able to refuse treatment by them. It was one of the first times in history that the right of a patient to refuse treatment was recognized. And elected provincial in 1977, Mother Mariana was unanimously reelected in 1881. And 2 years later, the Hawaiian government was searching for someone to run there in Hawaii, receiving a receiving station for people suspected of having leprosy. And more than 50 communities in the United States and Canada were asked. And when the request was put in to the Syracuse Sisters, 35 of them volunteered immediately. On October 22, 1883, Mother Mariana and six other sisters left for Hawaii, where they took charge of the, where the, receiving the stations there outside of Honolulu on the island of Maui. They also opened a hospital and a school for girls. And she joined the Sisters of St. Francis in Syracuse in New York in 1862. And that's when she took the name Mariana. And she was known, and she attended to the sick and arrived in November 8, 1883. In 1888, Mother Mariana and two sisters went to Malachi to open a home for unprotected women and girls there. And the Hawaiian government was quite hesitant to send women for this difficult assignment. And they need not have worried about Mother Mariana. She took charge of the home that St. Damien had established for men and boys. And Mother Mariana changed life on Malachi by introducing cleanliness, pride, and fun to the colony, and bright scarves and pretty dresses for the women were part of her approach. Awarded the Royal Order by the Hawaiian government and celebrated in a poem, Mother Mariana continued her work faithfully. Her sisters have attracted vocations among the Hawaiian people and still work on Malachi. Once arrived, Mother Mariana managed a hospital where victims of leprosy were sent for triage. The most severe patients were sent to the island of Malachi. Eventually, Mother Mariana's work became a burden on her frail body, and she was confined to a wheelchair. And despite this limitation, she continued to work tirelessly. And many noticed that despite all her years of work, she never contracted leprosy herself, which many regarded as a miracle in itself. The heroine nun went to her heavenly reward peacefully in her convent bed, and as her fellow Franciscan sisters prayed quietly around her, she was 80 and a sister of St. Francis for 56 years, and she had served Hawaii's suffering of Hansen's disease patients for 35 years. In reporting her death the next day, the Honolulu Star Bulletin described Mother Mariana as one of the best known and best loved Catholic sisters in the islands. And Mother Mariana's, she died on August 9th, 1918, and was beatified in 2005 and canonized 7 years later. The August 11th, 1918 Honolulu Advertiser, the islands, the memory of Mother Mariana is revered, particularly among the Hawaiians, in whose cause she was shown such martyr-like devotion. Those who have met the sweet, delicate little woman, whose face was almost, I'm about ready to fall down here. Wow. Okay, throughout the islands, the memory of Mother Mariana is revered, particularly among the Hawaiians, in whose cause she was shown such like devotion. And those who have met the sweet, delicate little woman, whose face was almost spiritual, has always been impressed with her intellectual qualities. For she was a woman of splendid accomplishments and had fine executive ability, and she impressed everyone as a real mother to those who stood so sorely in need of mothering. In the August 18 Post Standard newspaper of Syracuse, New York, the city from which St. Mariana had come, this is what it was said of her, when the roll of the saints is called, Mother Mariana will be there to answer, and she will live as that of a woman whose noble self-sacrifice ranks with the death-defying devotion of the martyrs of old. In her biography by Franciscan Sister Mary Lawrence Hanley, described the decline of her final years. Her body so overworked for God's sake, so generously offered to Lady Poverty's rule, so relentlessly chastened at humility's orders, broke at last her heart, and kidneys began to fail more than 3 years before she died. And like St. Francis, who neglected his body with even fiercer disdain, she too suffered from dropsy. Dropsy is an old term for edema, the swelling of the body's tissues from the excess of water. And Pope Benedict XVI canonized Blessed Marina in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican on October 21st, 2012. In 2004, Vatican officials ruled that a miraculous recovery involved a 14-year-old Syracuse girl in 1993 was the result of Mother Marina's intercession. The girl, Kate, nearly died from complications after cancer surgery at a hospital there. And the Vatican's congregation for the Causes for Saints confirmed the unanimous ruling of the medical board that a medical miracle occurred as the result of prayer seeking the intercession of Mother Marina's behalf. And the case involves the healing of a woman who was ill with a fatal health condition. A group of cardinals and bishops confirmed the Vatican Medical Board's finding that there is no medical explanation for a second miracle attributed to Blessed Mother Marina Cope, known for her work with patients with leprosy in Hawaii. And with the approval of Pope Benedict XVI, Mother Marina would become a saint, considered the church's spiritual role models. Wow, what a story. And thank you, Lord, for the life of this great saint. And she said, "I am not thinking of reward. I am working for God and do so cheerfully." And you just love her spirit there. And we are thankful that today she is in the gap. She is with us today. And she beckons us to pray for our priests as she prayed for Father Damien, the leper priest, who prayed for her, but prayed for the help of Mother Marina and her nuns to come and help him in Malachi. And so the two of them, Father Damien, the leper priest, and Saint Marina Cope, they gave it all. They gave all to help those in most need. Like Mother Teresa of Calcutta, very much like this. And so we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal, and keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests. Act in them, speak in and through them. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy throughout the world today, that they would hold fast to the deposit of faith given to our Holy Church for the world. We pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength and gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church, and give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth, and give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed, and give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give them a peace of mind, give them health of body, so they may serve with strength, and give them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves in their ministry, and Lord, make their heart like yours, so they may love your people. Amen. Pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. And give them strength when they feel weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, and comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And Lord, we pray for our altar servers. Lord, open their mouths, Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse their heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their heart that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. And the altar server's motto, all for the honor and glory of God. And as we pray for our altar servers, we pray for all our children and grandchildren, Lord. We pray for all of our children and grandchildren, Lord. So much confusion is being expounded by our politics and by our public schools around the world. This woke invention is a cloud of darkness. And Lord, may the Catholic Church share your light in the protection of children as we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And we praise you, Lord, for our children. And thank you, Lord, for our children. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children and make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. And through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Mariana Cope and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian and Saint Maria Goretti and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Gabriel the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And Lord, I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on my children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And you save me from my enemies. And I will call you. I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. Lord, we pray that all life will be loved and thanked. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our nurses and doctors who work in the hospitals to serve those who are sick. We pray that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the souls in purgatory, Lord. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in Universal Church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray for those who've recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, and met them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may Christ forgive all their sins and set them among those who he has chosen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to thee, thou Prince of the Heavenly Host, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, and I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Wow, and that's Donna Corey Gibson, beautiful, beautiful Catholic artist and singer. And tomorrow, you've been listening and praying with Deeper Truth, Standing in the Gap with us and Saint Mariana Cope, and what a story she is. And tomorrow, we got St. Francis de Sales that's going to be entering the gap with us tomorrow. And he's also another great story. And so we thank you, Lord, for all of the saints in heaven praying for us. And if you need rest, this song is for you.
Oh, my Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. Even though I walk through the valley of death, you restore my soul and you give me rest. All the memories of your faithfulness, you restore my soul and you give me rest. You restore my soul and you give me rest.
And you give me rest. That's coming from Matt Maher. And we'll close for today. And tomorrow we'll have St. Francis de Sales tomorrow in the gap. And God bless you all. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Have a great day. God's blessing be upon you as we close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.